थिंक अबाउट एनी स्टार्टअप दैट हैज गॉटन इनटू ट्रबल. अगर वो डेट नहीं होता, लोन नहीं होता बुक्स पे, तो वुड दैट हैव गॉटन इनटू ट्रबल. बट डेट में यू कैन गो टू जेल, राइट? सो आई थिंक द रिस्क इज मच हायर इन डेट फॉर एनी फाउंडर और एनी कंपनी.
गो टू बैड रीजन, देयर आर फ्यूअर वेंचर फर्म्स. It is a very, very tightly run business.
Whether it is Byju's, whether it is Farmeasy, because they had a massive debt on their balance sheet and they couldn't repay. And then there is a down round, then there is a ratchet, then the entire equity holders will squeeze you because they know ki boss, tum ye debt wapis nahi karo to company band ho jayegi.
What I advise founders is that at least it's important that where you're taking money. If you're taking money from banks, take it when you're absolutely profitable, because that's how banks understand and appreciate it. Don't go into a zone of a lender or investor who doesn't understand your business.
Let me actually ask that question. I know what Shantanu is alluding. Have you lent to Zepto? Hey everyone, welcome to episode 31 of the Asymmetric Podcast. Thank you for the shout out for the last one. Everybody seemed to have enjoyed the quick commerce episode. Today we thought we'll take a tangential U-turn and look at why do a lot of startups end up taking debt. We have seen a bunch of startups not do well in the last 4 or 5 years, do down rounds, some of them shut down. And what we saw that a lot of them had one common factor, that they had debt on their books. So we kept pondering as to why do startups take debt. And who better than to get someone from the ecosystem who's lent a lot to startups. Please welcome Ankit Agarwal, Managing Partner at Alteria Capital, one of the largest venture debt firms in the startup ecosystem in India. Hey, Ankit.
Hey, everyone. Thank you. Thanks a lot for calling me. Hey, Chirag. Hey, Shantanu.
We're going to put Ankit on the spot and ask him the real hard questions as to why does anyone lend to loss-making startups? How do they actually make money? And who are the people who are actually lending to them? Who are the people who are actually LPs to venture debt firms? And how does the business model work? That and a lot more in today's episode. Think about any startup that has gotten into trouble. Agar wo debt nahi hota, loan nahi hota books pe, so would that have gotten into trouble?
There are places where the equity money also dries up. But you're right, it takes longer. Debt may, I think the patience is lower, obviously. And I think red flags and smoking guns are smelt maybe a few quarters upfront. So I agree.
I think
that
the difference is the debt guys have covenants. I don't think people realize when they take equity money, like when we sign, right, ki we have to give affirmative voting rights, etc., etc. And we covered this in the Tarun Dauda episode where he said, India mein fiduciary responsibility alag hoti hai. You're not supposed to micromanage everything on the board. Whereas in debt, when you say there's a covenant ki, you know, your EBITDA loss will not be more than X, right? So har quarter koi track kar raha hai. Like equity में, you know, founder बोलेगा नहीं नहीं खराब market था, दिक्कत हो गई, चार लोग गलत hire हो गए, and the investors will be like, अलो चलो ठीक है, let's do better next year.
While technically both debt and equity, if you think about core concept of it, both are liabilities in your balance sheet, both have to be returned back, right? But just that when it comes to equity, sometimes the mindset is clear, you don't have to return that, capital stays with you forever. And when it comes to debt, because the serviceability and repayment of debt is a little bit more known and defined, right? It hits on the business that, okay, you need to return it over 2 to 3 years to 4 years, right? So you're able to measure how well the business is doing and how well you're able to generate money to return that money back to investors, be it lenders or be it equity guys. You're able to put some more discipline to it. The other thing is if you end up leveraging way too much, but the right kind of leverage gives you the right kind of discipline that, hey, I'm ultimately running the business to generate money, to generate profits. And ultimately that money has to be returned back. I think that gives a little bit of definitely a discipline to the business.
Yeah, right.
I think Revanth, if you go back to your banking days, our banking days, you know, it was said that a good amount of, or at least adequate amount of debt actually leads to more self-discipline in the company. To the contrary, you know, if you overload on debt, I also learned this, that, you know, debt or debt guys will give you debt then or will give you the umbrella when it's not raining, and they'll be the first guys to ask back for that umbrella when it starts to rain. So if you overload, then it becomes a bit of a problem. And you know, I'm my experience is dated now. We used to, Revanth and I used to do this kind of lending in 2010 to 2014. So that's where, you know, at least some of these things came up. And you are so right that this is the art that, you know, when interest rates are low, you everyone would want to give you debt. Similarly, I think in venture debt case, probably whenever there is an equity round, venture debt would want to come in. And then as, you know, runways shortening, et cetera, et cetera. Some of those things, at least repayments will become tougher and stress will be there in the company. Nobody would want to give another round of venture debt.
I'm very excited about this episode. And Revant, I think, has done a lovely segue into venture debt as an asset class and everything about it. Because I think all founders know the importance of capital and the, you know, difference in source of capital. Very few founders know, including me. So for me, this is a very, you know, educative. Ankit ko thoda heart attack ho raha hai ki isko itna debt already de diya, abhi education abhi baad mein lega.
You should, by the way, caveat, right, that both you and me have taken debt from Ankit. So
yes,
by the way, outlook may be biased.
It's not unusual. Let me say this, that act that you have taken venture debt and you are in the mode of discovery of how you're going to, a company is really going to benefit out of it. It doesn't come across day zero or day one.
Okay, I'll tell you what Shantanu doesn't tell you to your face, Ankit. Basically, he's saying, like, I was talking to him 2 days back only. He said, yaar, amazing chal raha hai. Contribution itna badhiya ban raha hai. But sara contribution, sara interest cost sab karne mein chala jayega. EBITDA zero ho ja raha hai uske baise. And I'm like, तो मतलब कम कर दे डेट करके, मतलब यार वही स्ट्रेस है, अगर मैं कम करूंगा फिर वो यू नो बाकी लोन वाले आ जाएंगे कि अरे नहीं नहीं कम क्यों कर रहे हो करके. सो दैट ही इज रियली स्ट्रेस्ड ऑन सर्विसिंग द इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट राइट नाउ. बट ऑटोमेटिकली व्हेन यू सी दैट इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट हिटिंग यू एवरी मंथ एंड यू नो दैट यू नीड टू सर्विस दैट इंटरेस्ट कॉस्ट, यू आर जस्ट फार मोर डिसिप्लिन्ड अबाउट द डिसीजंस दैट यू आर मेकिंग. बट आई हैव अ कॉन्ट्रा व्यू ऑन दिस कि early on in the company, and because Ankit, you do a lot of lending to Series A, Series B companies as well. When we are going for, let's say, a 10x, 20x kind of outcome from there as well, should I be so conscious about my margins when I'm trying to win the market? And does that discipline coming early on actually impact the founder's ability to think bigger?
Sure. So, Revant, it's just not only about discipline, right? And let me just step back and talk about classic journeys of companies in general. Right. One is journey of a typically established company, right? Like an established company which is around for like 20, 30 and 50 years, right? They've never raised capital to build business. They've never raised equity capital to business, right? They started with bootstrapping some business, taking money from friends and family, owning close to 100% in the company. At some point of time, you take leverage only to build the business. Yet more than 90% of the capital in the world, which is required to build the companies, are actually debt capital, right? The equity capital that we see in the universe is all secondary market capital. When we look at listed companies and market caps, all these are traded equity instruments. These equity capital don't go into building companies. So fundamentally, established companies, when you are profitable, you are large companies, you raise capital to build business, which could be capex, which could be working capital, which could be acquiring. And there is a certain use case and there are certain capital providers, which are typically banks, right? And because the companies are so well established, banks are able to predict that, okay, company has been around for 20 years, it's profitable, they have certain cash flows, I'm also taking certain collateral for what I funded, and that's how company grows. Now let's look at how the startup universe works, right? When we say startup, within startup also, I would redefine startup as startups which are going the venture route of raising venture capital money. Yeah, because there could be a lot of bootstrap startups which are like great lifestyle businesses growing 20-30% year on year, there are also startups, right? When you have decided to take, why have you decided to take venture capital money in the first place? Right? If you're taken a route of a venture journey and not an established company journey, which will take 30 years, aapko ye journey 5 se 7 saal ya 10 saal mein banani hai, you are signing up to growing fast, running fast, keep thinking disruptively, and you have to keep raising capital. Right? Now let's come back to a classic series A company ke life mein hota kya hai. Right? Today, for example, if you want to think, yaar, main 15 se 20 mahine ke liye capital raise karna chahta hu, right? At that point of time, you think that, ki, yaar, I will need maybe $7 to $8 million to get to a 15-18 month, ki aaj typically, let's say, meri 1 crore ki sale hai, I want to get to 5 crores of sale, right? And for that, I need 15-18 months of fuel, right? Now, there are two ways to think about it. You have $6 to $7 of equity capital available, right? Where venture debt comes into the play in a classic series A, is ki, instead of $7 million of equity capital, can I raise maybe $5 million of equity and $2 million of debt, right? Which means that I get the same runway, but I save my $2 million of dilution, and that $2 million at a price of typically 25-30 is almost like 5-7%. It's extremely, extremely valuable. Yeah. And aapko value samajh mein aati hai once you have raised 4-5 rounds, when you are have 5 investors on the cap table, right? And interest really hits you hard, right? I actually suggest founders not to go with this option in most cases. Ki yaar, 7 ko aap 5 and 2 kar lo. I tell them ki yaar, startup journey, how much ever confident you have, it's going to be volatile. Right? And one thing that keeps you confident that you will keep trying things, it comes down to capital, guys. Right? Because a lot of things will go right and wrong. You have to keep experimenting. But when you see the cash balance, aapko pata hai ki yaar, I have 5 more months or 10 more months to try more things. Right? So what I tell founders, instead of raising 5+2, you raise 7 of equity, take 2 or 3 more of debt. Right? Which now means that instead of 18 months of runway, you have 24 months of runway. Right? When you want to build your business, you don't want to be looking at your cash balance and thinking, okay, I probably out of 5 things, I can only try 2 things. It's a classic Series A kind of a mindset. Right? For example, when you want to go out for fundraise, you don't want to go fundraise when you have 3 months of cash. You want to go fundraise when you don't need cash. It means that you have at least 12 months of runway. Plus, you're not compromising on your growth levers. Right? Which means that your dilution is largely restricted to $7 million of equity. And with a $2 to $3 million of debt, you just get additional 5 to 6 months. Now, what should not happen, what we try to avoid, is hum jo over leverage ki baat kar rahe the, right? In the same example, company with $7 million of equity raises another $7 million of debt. Right? That's where I feel a little bit of problem comes. Where aapko lag raha hai ki yaar capital aa raha hai to just le lo, right? And sometimes investors, their providers also become aggressive because there could be deployment pressure ki theek hai, let's deploy, because agar company ka next round hona hai to yaar agar do risk hai to 7 bhi risk hai, 5 bhi risk hai, somewhere people rationalize ki yaar fit dal do. And the same problem exists for both equity guys and debt guys ki yaar 5 hai to 7 hai, kya farak padta hai, just let's deploy, right? Usme problem kya hoti hai sometimes ki and I'm going to give a very nuanced example in this. Right? Best case is next 12 months that company raises another $20 million capital. Right? Nobody cares. Everybody's happy. Everybody's kind of shaking hands and hugging each other. What happens, which is actually more than 50% of the case, is sometimes aapka PMF nahi aaya 12 mahine mein. Right? You need a little bit of more time, which exactly the $2 million of venture debt would have solved. But if you have $6 to $7 of debt in that case, the repayments become such so large that even, for example, sometimes your existing investors want to do a small round, you want to get to profitability, aapko lag raha hai ki yaar jo debt mera jo repayment natural mein kar pa raha tha, then suddenly it becomes so large, then debt starts becoming a problem, which is a classic overleverage part. Ki jo aapka use case ko aapne itna stretch kar diya ki yaar let capital aa rahi hai to just take it, that becomes a problem. Going back to in this example, right, a classic use case is, first most important is, what is the capital that you require, right? It's very tough for founders because they are ultimately, it comes down to valuation and certain investors want a certain ownership. And you just, instead of $7 million of equity, you just raise $15 million of equity. Ya to aapko valuation mil jati hai, agar market achha hai to. Ya to aap dilute kar dete ho and you just end up taking two more investors. Right? Because at Series A, thoda sa obviously, especially for first-time founders, they like the fact that there are two or three more people backing. It's more capital. It's easy to hire people. It becomes a good branding. All of that is great. But at some point of time, it really kills your dilution, right? Which is where we feel that right amount of leverage, right amount of equity gives you kind of right kind of momentum. Now, similarly, for example, if you look at Series C, Series D companies, right? Where the number of investors that you have available reduces, right? Investors will question you more on your numbers than what your background and what your ambition is, right? Which means that your fundraising could happen in 9 months or could happen in 36 months. It's very tough to predict, right? For most companies after Series B or Series C, right? That's a time where your business also fundamentally starts throwing money. See, you may not be EBITDA or PAT positive, right? But can you have a healthy CM for a consumer brand business or a very large sustainable GM for a tech business, right? At that point of time, aapko lever samajh mein aa gaya aapke business ki yaar, mujhe pata hai main profitable hona hai to main ho jaunga, but I'm trying to balance my profitability with my growth. And I don't know at what point of time I need to raise equity. Sometimes for a lot of our companies, debt has solved them to give runway, not for the next round, but just to become profitable. Because aapka burn to 10 crore ka tha has become 10-2 crores now, right? But 20 crores of debt can give you literally like 12 months of runway.
Generally, let's say if you have a 100 rupee portfolio, how would that be split between a Series A, B, C, D companies? Is that very heavily tilted towards a Series C, D?
Sure. So it's our fund is specifically very granular, I would say. For example, just to give an example, today we have 220 companies overall in the portfolio, out of which we have 125 live portfolio companies. And in terms of number, I would say the concentration is a lot more Series A, Series B. In terms of value, I would say is equally spread out. A lot more towards, I would say, Series C, Series D, obviously, given the value size. But check size-wise, it is fairly granular. Just that the number of opportunities in Series D, Series E are limited. But it's a fairly stage-agnostic approach. And in fact, the amazing thing is most of our companies where we are funded in Series D, Series E are the ones where we started at Series A. I mean, take an example of a company like Country Delight. Like, we started at Series A, and so far we have probably done 5 rounds to the company, and it deployed maybe more than 400 crores in the company. And imagine the amount of dilution Chakri may have saved if you just calculate 400 crores of capital across rounds, across valuation. There are certain maths we have done internally for obviously best cases is end up saving double-digit ownership in the companies when they have taken the leverage at the right time and not necessarily keep taking equity as a replacement.
But this includes the warrants that you take, Ankit? Because you also take warrants as well as the right to invest, right? The right to invest is similar to the equity round. Yeah, but the warrants technically dilute because the money doesn't come in, right? The money comes in much later on the warrants.
So there is a little bit of dilution when it comes to venture it. Let's first try to understand. I think one question I would like to answer without you guys asking is, how are venture returns structured? Like, when we think about equity, people think yaar, like 25-30% ke upar returns hai, right? And it varies a lot. Like, in equity, you can lose your money, you can make like 100% IRR in your portfolio, right? In case of venture, first of all, it is a common knowledge that when you think about venture, you feel like it's expensive, right? It is expensive, but compared to what? Right, it is expensive compared to bank debt. It is way cheaper compared to venture equity. And I'm saying venture equity, not private equity, because venture equity ke expected IRRs are way higher because risk is much higher. Private equity ke IRRs, in fact, I would say are closer to our debt expected IRRs because the risk is lower. Essentially, the point is it all comes down to risk and reward. Right, a risk and reward of an angel investor is they will expect 20x return, but a Series B or Series C investor will expect a 5x return. Right, so coming back,
sorry, Ankit, sorry to interrupt, but aap equity ke compare nahi kar sakte na, because if you see any company that goes down, right, and this goes back to the point that you made 15 minutes back saying ki, you know, balance sheet pe all money has to be returned. I don't think any founder, when they take equity money, think that they have to return that capital. They know that ownership exists. Like, if I am an owner in the company, the equity owner is also an owner in the company. At some point of time, they want an exit. Now, what is the price at which they get an exit is an equity risk. Now, you may expect a 25% IRR, but you may end up getting a 10%. In the end, the debt guys always have first dibs on the money in the company, right? So, risk is very different, right?
Absolutely.
Between equity and debt. So, aap 25% or 18%, I think risk-reward-wise, to bahut hi lucrative hai aapke liye to do this. Whereas on the other side, I don't think risk-reward mein utna lucrative hai. Like, the reason I would want a 8% bank debt is because boss, wo talwar hai mere sar ke upar. Ki kal bank mere ko NC, like Vijay Malaya is not able to return to the country because the banks are like, boss, tumne paisa nahi. But if you don't have debt and you have lost a lot of money in equity, like, so be it. That was a risk you took, right? You can't put me in jail because, but debt mein you can go to jail, right? So I think the risk is much higher in debt for any founder or any company.
Debt go to jail is a more media-led kind of a narrative, I would say. But coming back to your point, as you rightly said, risk and return, Revanth, right? And the reason I brought up that point of ultimately all capitals have to return is more from perspective of that there is a cost of capital to all the capital, right? Ultimately, there is, if you think from investor's perspective who invest in these asset classes, right? Today, for example, any of my LPs would probably be investing in FDs or investing in a venture as an asset class, investing in startups, private equity, or venture capital as a fund. It's ultimately, every capital has a certain risk and reward, right? And that certain risk and reward sometimes is driven by the risk in the company or the underlying asset. Sometimes risk and reward is driven by the supply of capital as well. That the supply of capital is such that they price this risk in a certain way that, for example, if my LPs have a certain return expectation here, ultimately startup ecosystem may, if you're putting in money, a certain return is expected, right? That's the return I have to play with. Right. And it is driven by...
I don't disagree with the hand that you are dealt, right? Mm-hmm. Because you are saying ki mereko risky asset mein dalna hai. All I'm saying is, from the founder perspective or from the company perspective, a 25, when you are saying ki yaar, फाउंडर के लिए तो बहुत ही इजी है कि
मैं भाई नहीं से 25% IRR, इट इज एक्चुअली आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट 25% IRR इज ऑन अ पोर्टफोलियो लेवल, ऑन अ सिंगल कंपनी पर्सपेक्टिव द IRR इज लाइक 100% प्लस.
Or let's take a series B also, they'll expect a 40-50% IRR over the period, right? Like today, if Shantanu or me or even Chirag has to raise capital, most growth equity folks will expect between 25-40% IRR, right? Now, by the way, that's a hope, right? And they will obviously say, kya nahi ho raha hai, nahi ho raha hai, nahi ho raha hai. But it's the hand you are dealt. Tomorrow, if Shantanu delivers only 15% IRR, they'll say, yaar, maza nahi hai investment. Worst case is, they will tell their LPs ki humne galti kar li. The other worst case is when they meet on the, you know, wine and dine in the country club that they're part of, they say, yaar, Shantanu, humko laga achha founder, lekin nahi diya paisa wapis. Right? But in the end, nobody's to the worse for it because equity risk, everybody understands, is best effort basis. Here, there is no best effort. Debt is like we have seen, like, take an example of a lot of these companies that went down. I mean, going back to why I think companies have to be very cognizant when they take debt. Every company ka situation got unwound, whether it is Byju's, whether it is Farmeasy, because they had a massive debt on their balance sheet and they couldn't repay it. And then there is a down round, then there is a ratchet, then the entire equity holders will squeeze you because they know ki boss, tum ye debt wapis nahi karo to company band ho jayegi. So then mostly the founder and the early investors get massively squeezed because, and it's economics, right? In the end, any person will say ki if I have to save the company, then what do I get special? I just think most bad situations happen because, and you're right, people took more debt than they should have. But I don't think people understand the gravity of debt, that there is a first recourse for the debt guys.
But
and if the debt guys want, they can just say, ki, boss, hame ye chahiye, take it. And because the law is on their side, right? There is a big difference. There is no law on the equity holder's side. They'll say, acha, SHA hai, tumne sign kiya hai, preferential rights. In the end, you took an equity risk. It is what it is, right? If so many companies went down, like Byju's would have lost what, $4 billion? Some people lost their jobs on the equity side, but that's it. And the LPs have to move on in life. They can't do anything about it.
But Usman, they have a slightly different view. I think from all the journeys, what I have seen from inside and outside, and sometimes feels like companies got over-leveraged and that was the only issue it had for company to go down. Over-leverage definitely accelerates the issue. But all the examples that you gave, fundamentally business had issues. Right, and I will not quote more names, but a lot of companies see it's circular, right? You actually end up over leveraging because business fundamentally had issues in the first place, right? So the investors who are giving that leverage are equally at fault as much as founders are or investors, because then you're just kicking the can down the road, right? Today, for example, if Byju's has raised money, they don't raise money from an Indian venture investor, right? Somebody who doesn't understand Indian startup ecosystem landscape, and somebody is a hedge fund who doesn't understand how startups work in India, suddenly feels that $10 billion ki company are 1 billion de dete hai, right? Somebody sitting in US and are running a hedge fund, they don't understand this because hedge fund ka ek apni risk and return appetite chal rahi hai, right? Today, if not for that debt, are we saying that there was fundamentally would not have had any issue? Yes, with over leverage issues, accelerate.
Ankit, but mera isse related ye question hai. Aapne bola ki, you know, that in terms of number of companies you lend to, you have a high concentration on Series A, B. And Series A, mein, you know, you would agree that there is this PMF risk, there is business risk. How do you then go about this? And how should founders think about this? Because this is a serious downside here, which happens if, let's say, business does not turn out, which, let's say, we have tried to put it on an Excel sheet. And especially in early days when it's not clear, as you are also saying that business will be volatile, there will be risk, there will be competition which will come in. And one doesn't know that, okay, mujhe 5 raise karna hai, 7 raise karna hai, 15 raise karna hai. A good amount of capital is what you are optimizing for. But then how do you look at it from a PMF risk point of view that, and especially then there are covenants around that, okay, you need to hit these numbers. This is the runway, this is the EBITDA loss. How does one balance all of that from a founder perspective?
Sure. So since we mentioned covenants, right, let me address this part first, right? Out of maybe more than 200 companies in our portfolio, the number of company will have covenants will be less than 10%, right? We put covenants in two kind of situations. In very late stage companies where debt is taken for a certain use case, a certain defined use case, it could be, let's say, sometimes working capital. About working capital, if debt le rahe ho, I need to understand how your working capital is moving, right? Or you are taking debt for certain kind of acquisition financing, which is end use restricted. But in most cases, there is no covenants. Like almost 95% cases. First of all, that's the one big difference between bank debt and venture debt, which we'll come to more specifically when we discuss that. If you look at coming back to a question, Chirag, Series A, right? Let's understand the life of a company who has not taken venture debt, right? Today, I've not taken venture debt. Good, great cases, you end up raising the next round of equity. In most cases, I don't think the Series A companies get to profitability and completely sustainable profitability in 18 to 20 months of getting a Series A. Most companies, right?
Yeah.
In those companies, either everything is going well, you'll end up raising around. If things are not going well, you will reduce your burn. You will get a little bit of more runway. Possibly you can do a great execution by probably getting close to profitability. Right? But ultimately, business will get to a certain down spiral. Right? If you are taking venture debt, right, which means that fundamentally business, the idea did not work. If you're taking venture debt, you are getting fuel to run longer. And running longer in a startup is one of the most important moat. Right? If you look at success of any startup in the last 15 years, specifically in India, right? Most startups, successful startups have gone through a needed journey. Right? The fact that those startups could emerge out well of various reasons, one of the important reasons was that they had been running for a longer time. They know what it takes because now they've understood the business very well. They've understood the offer, they understood marketing, they understood the customer. Time becomes extremely important. Right? In this example of when the same Series A company has taken venture debt, it just allows them a little bit of more time, which could be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, based on what the burn is when they're not able to raise money. So one classic use case is it helps you to get to a better valuation, right? Another use case is valuation nahi mil rahi hai, fundraise bhi nahi ho raha hai. It just helps you to have 6 more months to get to, let's say, close to profitability. Now, wo bhi nahi hua. Company was anyways going on a downward spiral, right? Then we all lose money. Equity investors, founders for their time, employees for the ESOP, and us as lenders. Now, obviously, it is upon us on how we choose and decide. So our model is not a classic model ki every Series A company which raises equity capital will end up raising venture debt. It's not a product approach. There is a lot of judgment involved where we feel that what are the chances of this company either raising the next round or get close to profitability. And when we are also taking a 3-year risk. We are taking a 2 to 3-year risk on companies which could have 10 to 20 months of runway in most cases. Right? So there is technically the larger risk is at our side for us to choose the right kind of startups. But the problem kya hoti hai, and I'll tell you again, going back to more traditional debt kind of an example, right? Why are we so specialized in venture debt? Right? And why sometimes I caution founders to not take money. Jaise equity mein hota ki, you should be cautioned towards these are the investors you should not take money from, right? Even in lending, right? What are the quality and how you should choose typically a lender, right? Why are we so niche? Because if you're not niche, you're not able to underwrite this business, right? If you don't understand the startup cycles, right? Your plan versus actual are whole two different things because that's how startups work, right? And suddenly you don't look at your companies once in a year and you look at audited numbers, kya hai, kuch badi hai, collateral le lo, profitable kyun nahi hai. There's a whole different mind space that you have. All of us used to do conventional banking before we started venture debt, that we had to unlearn for many years to learn how to do venture debt correctly, right? And if as a venture lender, I'm able to appreciate journeys of startups because I've done hundreds of such transactions, I'm not taking personal guarantees. Ki yaar, startup fail ho gaya to give me a personal guarantee. I'm not taking personal collaterals. I'm participating in the risk of the company like a founder, like an equity investor. Just like my risk and reward is different. Right?
But isme ek Ankit, aapke liye, as a, let's take a little bit of your, who you raise money from, right? Just on this point, you are saying ki main 3 saal ka loan de raha hu to a company that has a 20 month runway, right? So you know ki 20 mahine mein iske paise khatam ho jayenge. So I will give a 3-year loan where you are taking a judgment call ki ye 20 mahine nahi to 24ve mahine mein, because they'll also have debt on the books, 24ve mahine tak iska extend ho jayega runway aur usme paisa raise kar lega. That is the first judgment call that you are taking, and that's a lot of risk, right? Like, I'm sure you've learned it over time that judgment is an acquired skill, right? Like and for that risk, therefore, your lending or your IRRs will be, let's say, 50% higher than a typical bank debt, because a bank will never be able to take that. But in this risk asset, how does an LP get comfort ki yaar, mereko agar VC mein 30% IRR mil raha hai, PE mein 25% IRR mil raha hai, to mujhe yahan pe 20% IRR milega, which is because it's a risky asset class. But in the end, it seems very incredible, right? Just when you said that, ki startup ke paas 20 mahine ka runway hai, but main usko 3 saal ka paisa de raha hu. Like the maths, I'm sure most of our audience, I don't think we were in Excel, but I remember first time I was a VC and one of our portfolio companies was evaluating venture debt and the finance guys hate you, by the way. Because the finance guy made an Excel and said, dekh, wo jo debt dega na, usme se 60% repay ho jayega during the jab paisa hai. तो अगर कंपनी डूबेगी तो भी द लास्ट 20-30% बचे रहते बट उसमें उसकी फीस और ये वो इतना बन गया रहेगा उसका पैसा बन जाएगा बट स्टार्टअप को कोई हेल्प नहीं हो रहा है राइट एंड द एक्सेल शोड दैट एज यू आर सेइंग द रनवे एक्सटेंशन इज ओनली 3 to 6 months एंड दैट्स अ वेरी फाइन पीरियड कि 3 से 6 महीना इज नॉट अ वेरी लॉन्ग पीरियड इट्स नॉट लाइक यू आर एक्सटेंडिंग योर रनवे बाय वन फुल ईयर सो इट सीम्स अ वेरी न्यूआंस्ड जजमेंट अप्रोच विच द एलपीज सीम टू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ कंफर्ट कि नहीं यार दिस वर्क्स एंड इज इट बिकॉज द IRRs in a debt form at 20% have never been seen. It's almost like, you know, structured debt or special situation debt that exists. Like now, REITs, for example, are giving a good 15 to 20% return also in the market. So there seem to be a lot of exotic structured products that maybe family offices have access to. And I'm assuming most of your LPs are family, Indian family offices and banks who may take exposure to, let's say, structured credit or exotic credit or special situations credit as such. But would love to hear a little bit of thought on because our audience I'm sure will get dumbfounded. Yeah, startup has 2 saal ka runway, tum usko 3 saal ka paisa de rahe ho. Ye math kya hua? Aur tum debt de rahe ho.
And maybe Ankit, related thing only to his question that in your return profile, how much of return actually comes from the interest payments, and how much of the return comes from warranties? Right,
actually exercising those. सबसे main चीज भूल गया चिराग तो. So Chirag was. So we were both in Yes Bank in 2009. I used to be part of a very timid team called Corporate Banking. The real money was made by Chirag's team, Corporate Finance, right? And the beauty of their model is 1% processing fee upfront. So the magic of the IRR on the time period, on the 1% upfront fee is never understood by anyone. But I think that's the third leg where at least if I can...
Two, three different questions asked in very, very relevant questions, right? First of all, Revant, I think... You'll know, all of you guys will know it more than anybody else, is companies ka future is not decided by Excel sheets, right? I can tell you in 90% of the cases where founders have taken venture debt, right? Somewhere in the Excel sheet, it showed like 15.5 days of runway because you divide a certain number by a certain number and you feel ki yaar achhe, theek hai, hum kyun le rahe hain, right?
Today's revenue into 12 is your ERR divided by years.
You all know how it works, right?
Yeah.
What happens is that two scenarios when companies are doing extremely well, right? They just want to hit the market late. Usme to literally even one to two months just adds because you literally waited for 2 more months to literally wait for the term sheet, which is obviously all alpha scenarios for everyone, right? When companies have a certain plan where certain things are not working out, right? More sane founders will not keep burning. That's why I'm saying classifying more sane founders will not keep burning, right? In that case, the burn substantially reduces, right? I have seen like more than majority of the cases where Excel sheet pe dikh raha hai ki yaar 2-3 months ka runway hai, but the runway actually ended up being like 12-15 months. In some cases, company actually got to profitability because you just had that kind of a buffer, right? So point number one, Excel sheet is different than reality, right? Second thing is, I think you talked about returns, right? And first, let me answer Chirag's question, right? Our returns, the way it is structured is we expecting a late-in returns for our LPs, right? And the way return is structured is majority portion of it comes from fixed income, right? Which is around 14-15% kind of a return. And on a portfolio basis, another 3-4% is expected from equity upside, which means that we take equity warrants in the company and it works in an instrument called partly paid-up shares. Which means that for every 100 rupees of debt, thumb rule is typically 10 rupees, I will have an option to invest equity in the company at a pre-agreed price. That price could be last round, next round, or a mix of rounds. Whatever is the current relevant price, we take that. So yes, there is a little bit of dilution, right? But that dilution is compared to 100 rupees of capital is restricted to close to 10 rupees of capital. For late-stage companies, it could be lower, but there is a little bit of warrants that come with it, right? See, one can argue both sides, right? Ki, yes, okay, there is a little bit of dilution in venture as well. Another argument is ki, rather than charging 19% IRR, I am taking 14-15% kind of a return. I am also having a risk in the game. Ki, ultimately, my warrants don't make money if you are returning my capital in 2-3 years. My warrants only make money, founders, investors, and us, all of us ride the ride for 7-8 years. And then I make that additional 4-5% return, right? So it is a mix of, you can call it ki, a company ki upar cash flow ka stress kam hota hai. right? You're taking a little bit of fixed income and a little bit of equity upside, which comes at the end if everything works out. And if you think about it, technically, my money sits with you, right? You are also earning in India 6-7% every returns on that. So your net, that what you, not net outflow in terms of fixed income returns for you is actually 8-9%. You're paying effectively 8-9% on venture debt plus some equity upside after 7-8 years. And equity upside, typically your dilution in almost all scenarios are less than 50 basis points. Whenever you
actually, the very important point, actually, I think, and this is again something that I've learned after debt came into the system, not before, because unless you're living it, you don't know it. So I actually look at the asset class as a way to create growth runways where cash flow predictability has hit a certain level, right? So in our case, for example, when you came in, et cetera, you came into a company that was on its way to create profitability, but not there yet. The moment it came in and that service cost became a load, we are like, okay, cool. At this point, it's going to start kicking in. So we had a nine month kind of preparation time. At that point, we have to get to a contribution, absolute contribution of, let's say, X crores with collection of Y crores. So now contribution and collection, now it becomes a very clear relation, because you now know this is now funding working capital, which is helping to grow the business, which will increase contribution, which if you collect well, will be help you after service cost to start creating some PAT. Now, that's the way at least the operator has to think. But my question to you is, this 1-2 year line of sight is a significant risk for you, especially given the starting point for you is, hey boss, you know, yahan pe there is certain burn situation going on. And then how do you coach founders? So that I have a two-part question. How do you coach founders into doing this well, right? So now we are in a stage where we're saying, okay, fine, this is our debt. This is our debt on the balance sheet. And we are now in a mode to kind of reduce interest expense as much as possible. But we realize that debt is also a great way to, you know, kind of give us growth of a pro. It's not growth capital, it's growth of profit capital. That's the way I think about it, right? So now, how do you kind of get the best? How do you allocate it? How do you do it best? That's something that we have to learn. But how do you A, see it, and B, coach founders? Because if used well, then it's an incredible disciplining process for, let's say, a 4-8 quarter period.
Sure. So actually, I will answer this question and what Chirag also asked. And I'll probably have the same answers to both things, right? One is obviously it's not a cookie cutter approach, right? While we are very stage and sector agnostic, right? Our term sheet could look similar, but how we arrive at a certain number and a certain structure, it depends on a lot of factors. So let me list down those 7-8 factors on what is important, right? One is a stage of the company, right? And when I say stage of the company, it's a Series B, Series C stage. What is the overall enterprise value of the company? Is it like a 200 million ki company, a 400 million ki company, right? And what is that size of the company? Like, is it a 100 crore company or a 500 crore company, right? So when I stage, I mean your revenue size, where are you on your journey of PMF? And what is enterprise value, which tells me how sustainable company has become, right? Your company, arch, is it standing on its leg or not? And it's a very, there is no fixed formula to it, right? For example, a typical bank will not look at this. Bank will literally look at a collateral or a profit and do some formula and arrive at a number, right? But for me to understand here, even a company at a possibly a 100 crore revenue company could be more sustainable than a 500 crore revenue company. But that's a judgment call based on when I look at their GM, their CM, their distribution, the kind of capital they have raised, right? So one is the strength of the company, which is driven by the stage, right? Second is, where are you in terms of your profitability journey, right? For example, typically, if you are, let's say, burning 5 crores a month and you have, let's say, 100 crores of cash, you have 20 months of runway, right? But that's a dumb way to calculate what your runway is, right? What is truly your projection? And that, to understand your projection, what is company has given and what we understand from our own experience, because we have the advantage of doing this for 15 years, and funded probably more than 500 companies across stages, across sectors, we are able to predict here, this stage of company in this space will go through these issues and can come out of these issues, right? Mujhe lag raha hai here, this company potentially has like 12-14 months of runway, right? That is one second variable. Here, what is typically what I think the runway is, and can this company have an infinite runway? Here, after 15 months, they can actually get to profitability, right? That is point number two. Point number three is, we try to understand the ambition of founders, right? And it comes from personality, right? Sometimes, most of the times, hopefully we go right. Sometimes you're not able to read it, right? Because sometimes you don't get enough time to read how a founder is thinking about it, right? Because it's very sensitive also. Every time you raise a capital, right? You're going through a journey where technically company is loss making, and company technically you can see he has a 1-2 years of life, and you're giving capital to that company, right? It's very important to understand that ambition is, अल्टीमेटली मुझे कंपनी खड़ी करनी है, कंपनी बनानी है, आई गॉट माय लीवर्स इन कंट्रोल, नाउ आई एम ओनली प्ले, एज शांतनु ने बोला, नाउ आई एम ओनली प्लेइंग विद माई ग्रोथ लीवर्स, और यू आर प्लेइंग विद लीवर्स की यार अभी तो कंपनी को सस्टेनेबल बनाना है, फॉर विच आई नीड टू गेट अ सर्टन स्केल, आई नीड टू सर्वाइव फॉर 3 years, विच मीन्स आई नीड टू कीप बर्निंग, कीप रेजिंग, राइट? दैट ऑल्सो बिकम्स एन इंपॉर्टेंट क्वालिटेटिव फैक्टर फॉर अस टू डिसाइड, राइट? देन वी यूज सम थंब रूल्स लाइक, फॉर एग्जाम्पल, इफ यू हैव रेज 100 rupees ऑफ कैपिटल इन योर लास्ट राउंड और यू हैव 100 rupees ऑफ कैपिटल लेफ्ट, उसका वी स्टार्ट विद 20-30% एज अ थंब रूल, कि यू शुड नॉट हैव मोर देन 20-30% ऑफ योर कैश एज डेट कैपिटल, राइट? Which means that it is significant enough to give you a certain buffer of capital, but it is not so much that it starts hurting the company in terms of looming back-ended repayments if things don't go well, right? For example, today, that number of 20%, and I'm going to again call it out because this is a most asked question from founders, that here, based on capital, how much amount of debt is typically available, right? Today, for example, in your burn path, if your burn today is 5 crores and we both believe that burn is going to come down from 5 crores to 2 crores, right? And you have 30 crores of cash. I can potentially do 15-20 crores of debt, which is like more than 50% of your cash as debt, right? But both of us need to believe that things are improving and company will be in a stage where company can service a lot more of that debt and debt will not look like a big block on your balance sheet. In the same company,
in fact, you can extend the argument even more, Ankit. You can basically say 100% of your cash can be debt as long as you're able to service it through profits. My view is that at some point equity starts becoming so much more expensive to raise that it is so much better to kind of
if you guys don't mean, let me actually give you show an example of a company, and I've
please, yeah, it'll be great. Yeah,
I asked the founder his permission to say, Kia, can I talk about what we did for you, and that's the journey, right? So this is a company, right? It's a consumer internet company, right? And the first time, and I'll talk about use cases across how it played out for them, right? In March 2021, right, when the whole market was beginning to get very hot, right?
I love the tag funding mahal. Funding mahal was hot.
Okay, so this is 2021 when market's beginning to become very hot in India, right? At that point of time, company had, let's say, 10-12 months of runway. Right. And it just wanted to hit the market with the right investor, right valuation. And we did our first debt, I think if I remember, it was 20 crores debt, which gave them 4-5 months of runway. And with that additional runway, what company did was company raised at the same time. It's just that company could say no to a lot of term sheets, saying, assuming that now I have 15 months of runway, I don't need to accept the term sheet, whatever is coming my way. Right. And company raised, a $50 million round at a $200+ million valuation, which was like 3x, 4x of last time. Right, which was in June 2022. So right after we did the debt, company could wait out longer and did the last round. So classic use case was extending the runway till the next round of equity, right? Uske baad, May 2022, right? Company ne jo 50 million raise kiya tha, right? Company took another large piece of growth capital from us, saying that ki our market is still hot. We want to kind of grow our size, and at a certain size, our unit economics will play out. And we did another large growth capital facility. So this was not for extension or runway. It was just more capital because of a certain use case of deploying into a certain campaigns, right? It was proper growth capital, like the way equity was coming to them, right? Now, funding winter arise, right? And company was in a space where in 2021, 22, some of the vanity metrics were changed a lot. And people were not really looking at a lot of revenues and profitability, right? But as spending winter arrives, given that the company in this space and sector is not that well understood by classic VCs, right? It's a content company. So let me call it, it's a content company, which like will have investors who understand content space or investors who don't understand content space, because it's a very long journey, right? In 2024, right? Company got to a stage jahan par jo unka revenue tha, which was where they were almost not monetizing when they got a $50 million round. It was like less than 1 crore of revenues coming every month, right? Founder ne bola ki yaar, I will completely turn around things. I will create revenues. I will make the company profitable. And I was like, ki bhai, given your valuation, given when I look at your P&L, it's almost impossible for me to imagine ki bhai, the company ko to profitable kaise karega, right? Because your EBITDA, negative EBITDA is probably like 10x of your revenue today. Right. So how will you do it? Right. He said, ki nahi yaar, as you can start seeing for last 5-6 months, it's already happening. Right. But mujhe na yaar, main 12 mahine mein profitable nahi ho paunga. Main 18 mahine mein profitable ho paunga. बट मेरे पास आज सिर्फ 10 महीने का पैसा है एंड आई कान गो आउट इन द मार्केट टुडे बिकॉज फॉर दिस कंपनी एंड दीज नंबर्स दिस मार्केट इज नॉट राइट राइट तो कंपनी हैड नो अदर ऑप्शन ऑब्वियसली बैंक विल नॉट टच ऑब्वियसली देर वॉज इक्विटी इंटरेस्ट वॉज नॉट देयर बिकॉज ऑफ फंडिंग विंडो देर वॉज लेस अप्रिशिएशन ऑफ दैट बिजनेस एंड वी गेव अ थर्ड वेंचर इट दिस वॉज एक्सटेंडिंग रनवे टू अचीव ब्रेक इवन द फर्स्ट
वन विल बी द हाईएस्ट रिस्क चेक राइट फॉर यू Massive risk, na, kyunki aapka equity round 2 saal purana hai.
Yes, Raven, the reason I could do it because I was in the company for 2 years, right?
And you had seen the execution and you believe that founder jo bol raha hai, wo karta hai. Because 2-3 baar usne figure out ki hui
hai. The most important part where sometimes I tell founders ki yaar, you start build relationship because both investors and lenders need to understand your business better to truly, really meaningfully add a lot of value. Because see, technically the real value add is when you really need money and no one is giving, but that someone who truly been with the business can understand this, right?
For and there was no bridge around in here, right? Like the equity investors didn't say that, achha, tum dalwe to.
Nahin, kuch nahin. It, so was, it was completely funded, all these money. Upar mein equity round yahan pe hua tha, and I'll come to abhi kya ho raha hai, right?
May 22 kya, sidha March 25. The 3 saal beech mein, there was no equity infusion.
There was some HNI money coming in, like 5-10 crores money coming in, but no round coming in, right?
Kuku FM hai kya ye?
Nahin. Good guess.
Brilliant.
No.
Man, it is in the bahut badi kapte yaar.
Pratilipi.
Yes, it is Pratilipi.
Interesting.
Right? So this extension runway, jo apne baat kare the extension runway, this was for the next round. This was growth capital. This extension was to achieve break-even. Right? Company got to a break-even point. Like phenomenal. Ranjit announced it publicly. He got profitable in the middle of last year. Like one of the phenomenal, I won't call it even a turnaround because the way Ranjit is, it seems like everything was part of his plan amazingly well, right? So, to middle of last year, he became profitable. And us time pe usko tha ki yaar, mujhe next 5-6 mahine mein, I want to raise money. And ab my payback on my marketing campaign, you won't believe it. His payback on gross margin was 3 months. His point was ki yaar, 3 months is also, I'm not doing justice to my business, right? I should be operating at least 10 to 12 months of gross margin payback. Right. But today, literally, I have 7 crores of cash and all of that cash is your debt. Right. Main aur zyada grow kaise karun, yaar? Like, but my growth is not sorted. I just literally need to put that money and grow. Right.
Got it. So you put more money there.
Humne bola, bhai, perfect hai. We will fund you. Isse safe opportunity to ho hi nahi sakti hai.
But isme aapne sabne equity risk kiya na, jo March 24 or September 24 hai. Technically, I know you're given debt, but the judgment call was like an equity investor.
No, I tell you. Which is why there is an element of equity judgment in our business. Of course, there is. Hence, the risk and return, it comes with it, right? But the debt part of it is, I knew that given the business and given Ranjit, that my capital is not, it's ultimately a judgment call, my capital is not at risk. He has levers where he can make the business profitable. Maybe I have to restructure the loan, but I'll get the money in 2-3 years. But that's the call I'm taking.
Assuming March 21 loan was paid back by March 24.
Yes.
And May 22 was...
It's still running, actually.
70%... 3-3 saal ka loan hoga, no?
Yeah.
I don't... So, okay, so you're basically seen cycles with him also where through ups and downs, cash flows had continued. It was not like...
So now when we funded this marketing campaign, right? He got his... along with profitability, he got his growth lever back. And guess what? September 24, he got a term sheet. From Jungle... he got some $15 million around, right? Now we have funded him again. And now the reason I said it doesn't matter is now funding environment doesn't matter to Ranjit. He's got business to a stage where business is completely on its legs, right? Agar kisi ko business samajh mein aa raha hai, mujhe growth capital do, and I can run it either very fast based on capital available, or he's thinking about getting to an IP in 1.5 years, right? And now he's raising again growth capital, but there are two growth capital here. First growth capital was when company was still burning a lot of cash in a different mahol. This growth capital is company is profitable. They just need capital to fund a certain value case.
Marketing campaign so that you keep growing and your payback is sorted.
For example,
so
Abhi is thinking
about you won't need.
Launching something in the US. He is looking at acquiring some IPs, which is like a classic use case for debt. Yaar, chalo, theek hai, along with equity, let me take some more debt because this model is working extremely well for me. Right?
Yeah.
So what came out from this was that hum kafi baar baat karte hain ki tumhara kitna value add hua sometimes in Excel sheet, right? True value add also gets established over a period of time. when we go through a certain cycles, and we are also able to see mera jitna zyada risk hoga utna zyada aapka value add hoga technically, right?
Yeah,
your value add will increase, my risk will increase technically, right? But
yeah,
my risk may not, and risk is also sometimes perceived risk. There's a big difference between real risk and perceived risk. When I'm in the company, when I'm seeing this company, I see this risk is probably lower than banks lending to a profitable SME, which has, let's say, 50 crores of revenues, right? Because my perception is that this company is, at any point of time, is at least a $100 million value company when I look at all the comps across. And like for me, a 30, 40, 50 crore debt is nothing. But can it? Should I be doing a 200 crore debt to him? No, not at this stage.
Yeah. Right? So I think what you put in is a very, very pertinent point on the fact. And that's why I said, you know, it's almost like an equity risk. Our judgment was a little bit on that. And that's where a little bit of the relationship part comes in. So I don't think Shantanu and Chirag know, but when we put up a manufacturing facility, I didn't want to use equity capital for that. That's a very classic use case for debt, right? That you should sweat the asset and therefore let the asset pay for itself. And to bring that discipline, we had to take some debt. And we had options of venture debt. And we also had Tabi off business was doing startup debt as well without warrants. So obviously everyone preferred the non-equity dilution piece. But in the end, Ankit's partner, Vinod, I had known since Rebel days. And I said, no, I want to take money from Vinod. And it was a little bit of a grief because they said you're diluting a little bit more than what you would. But people don't know this, but Vinod's was what was called Innovin, what is still called Innovin, but what was before called SVB. And Ajay and Vinod had sort of set up Silicon Valley Bank India, which was the first venture debt initiative for the startup ecosystem. And I still remember taking the first million. Tabi 6 crore was a million. This was 2013. I would still call it a million. And we struggled to repay it. Like we were in hand to mouth the hum log, and hamara series B I still credit to Vinod. Like Vinod put us in front of a few investors, including Lightbox, and Lightbox eventually did the series B. And I still remember, like, it was not on anybody's radar. Lightbox as a fund was not known. It was hardly ek ya do investment kare the. But I think somewhere I think he and Prashant knew each other and he put in a good word. Prashant liked us, and I still remember talking to Prashant, and Prashant said, after then, and of course, then Tabhi SVB did, alongside that round, we took again 2 million. Tabhi again, it was 12-13 crore ki. But, and Tabhi bhi question aaya tha ki, ab kyun le rahe ho ka? Like, you don't need it now, you're taking equity capital. But I still remember, a lot of this is relationship based. Like, Prashant told Vinod ki, main daalunga aur tu daalega aur karke. And Vinod said, absolutely, I really believe in the management, right? So, a lot of these judgment calls are driven by people having seen you execute over a couple of years, and then not only taking comfort and saying, I will take more risk with this management team, but also convincing others that, yeah, this is a management team that, and people see that, by the way. So I wouldn't be surprised if others in the ecosystem would have seen Ankit that, yaar, when the going is so tough and no equity investor is touching this company, aap debt pe risk liye ja rahe ho, you clearly see something that others don't. And that will impact other people's reference point as well. And I think that's very invaluable in this piece, because it's not a cookie cutter bank type ki bhai tumhara balance sheet afford kar payega to main loan dunga warna nahi doga. There is a lot of nuance here of working closely with the founder and management team and believing and having that judgment that yaar ye log kar lenge. So I think that's a very unsaid benefit of the right venture debt folks, as you call it. I still get grief, especially from my co-founder and CFO, ki yaar, matlab, you know, we took, Ankit used to remember, right, har point two ke liye, you guys know Dhyanesh, right, matlab, wo to nichod leta hai karke, pichho bhi lagna chhod gaya, let's move ahead, right, like, the last 10-12 years of working with Vinod has been so enlightening and helpful to me that, like, these things don't matter in the long run, we'll figure it out. So I think that's a big benefit for sure of the working with the right people, and that's an advantage I clearly see folks like you have, right? Because Ajay, Vinod, obviously set up the industry, and now you guys obviously have also backed 500 founders. So that flywheel then continues. I'm sure if somebody calls and asks Ranjit, kisse paisa lena, he's going to say, bahut, kisse paisa le, like, right? So that's the big advantage that founders also get once they get the right backers in the venture ready ecosystem as well.
No, thanks Revant for the nice words. And now I'll answer one of the questions which I think left unanswered was how LP seed, right? What is that risk and reward, right?
Mm.
See, when we started the venture asset class back in 2008, we were like a seed stage company, right?
Mm.
Then we became like, and our journey and venture asset class journey is like same, right? It's 2008 to 2025. 2009-10 mein, pure saal mein, we used to do like 80 to 100 crores of deals, right? Today, that venture asset class has become almost 10,000 crores now, a year. It's over $1 billion, largely spread across 4 or 5 active firms in India, right? Initially, 5 to 6 years, it would have been very tough for us to go to more granular family office LPs because it was largely an idea of team doing it, right? And there was not much data. So hence, first 6-7 years, the first backer obviously was fortunate enough to have Silicon Valley Bank itself, who was a pioneer of creating venture aid class globally, right? And our team got them into India. Then it was very easy for them to understand ki venture aid hota kya hai, ki aap log chalao, right? Because we understand this. And everybody thought that, ki yaar, what is this madness? Startups ko kyun debt de rahe ho tum? How does this risk reward even make sense, right? And we ran that business for like 5-6 years with significantly less than 1% loss, which is lower than HDFC bank loss rates in India, right? And then Temasek acquired that entity, saying that we want to create a Silicon Valley Bank out of Asia. And Silicon Valley Bank wanted to exit India for some weird reason. In 2014, there were two kinds of people in India. One who wanted to enter in India, one who wanted to leave India, right? And SVB thought, in 2014, if you remember those days, right? It was looking gloomy. Exit, kya hoga? What will happen to Flipkart? Amazon is entering India. There were too many.
This was before the 1 billion Flipkart round. Yeah.
This. Everybody was like questioning, kya hoga India mein, right?
And then after that 1 billion round, it was like, ki bhai, matlab
uske baad, yaar, uske baad, I think I would, the real turning point, I would still say is the biggest turning point in my mind, India would still remain Flipkart exit to Walmart. Exits hoti in India.
Got it.
Like, exits hoti hain. That was the biggest problem. Ki yaar, paise aa rahe, exit kab hoga? Right? And that founder mentioned in every VC's deck, jisne paise nahi bhi dale the, Flipkart mein, ki dekho, exit hote hain. So, anyways, then Temasek entered. Ki yaar, okay, this team is doing well. Then our name changed from SCB Finance to Innovent Capital, right? And then we still had not gone to really LPs. Ki chalo, theek hai yaar, because we still were working on the data, right? It was still early stage business for us. But institutions could take call because they are seeing more global picture. 2017-18 is when Altera Capital was formed. Then we started raising capital from mostly domestic LPs, right? And usme good part was we had a lot of data. We had almost like...
Actually, you're right. The massive advantage of you guys lending with SVB's book and then maybe with Temasek's balance sheet... Yeah. Was that you could show 3 to 4 cycles of
absolute
capital being returned. And that's the other advantage, right? In venture and private equity is, let's say, 6+2, venture is 8+2 or 10+2, ideally in India. The cycles are so long that you need to have 3 or 4 funds before people can really see what is happening. Whereas in your case, because there's a 3-year lending cycle, in 6 years, you would have enough data points to show that, you know, this is the IRR and this is how it works. So,
and I think timing was also good because India had seen few big exits, right? And there was a lot of belief within the startup, within the established conglomerates, family offices in India. And us time pe, generally, investment horizon opened up a lot. Like if you look at just zooming out, right? 20, 30 years back, the only way to deploy capital for investors was either in your own business or in real estate, right?
Yep.
Then it moved to literally FDs, and then it moved to some stocks and some mutual fund. So when people thought diversification was acha real estate ki alawa debt or equity mein dalna hai, right? Equity ke asset classes bhi hote hain, debt ki bhi asset classes hote hain, is more literally a last 10-year phenomenon in India. We are still, I would say, many decades behind, I would say, developed economies like the US, where within instruments, there are sub instruments that people understand based on their risk and reward, right? So 2018-19 was a good environment where a lot of large family offices had seen some successes in startup ecosystem in India. To some extent, they had participated. Like a great example is Nykaa, right? Like Nykaa just like stirred the entire family office community because the entire Nykaa was funded by family offices in India till it got to IPO. Only, I think there were 2 like large PE investors. It was largely funded by large families in India, right? That timing was right that family offices, large conglomerates were opening up to startup ecosystem, right? We had a lot of data, and our proposition was, Kiar, you get a flavor of startup ecosystem, right? You get to participate in newest companies without taking an equity risk, right? Because we have 100 companies in our portfolio. Your biggest risk is we may lose money. But guess what? We have run this business well enough to know that you can run this. If you run this business well, it's not that everybody who will run VentureBet will establish this kind of track record. You need to be very disciplined about it. You need to have a very long-term thinking about it. Right? It's like any.
But what you had shared, but Ankit, what you had shared with me, and this is that never hit me, and I think Revant and I'll spoke about later, about the operations of a venture debt fund. If you have 1,000 crores to deploy as a venture capital, like an equity investor, you'll probably say, okay, I have 1,000 crores. I have, 3 to 5 years to deploy it, 7 years to return money. So I will probably look at, 10 to 15 companies, maybe do some follow-on, and then manage that portfolio, right? And like return cycle maybe in years, right? But with you, because of, the churn is so quick in terms of money coming back and then returning it, it's almost like you end up deploying 2 times your fund size, and you are always on the treadmill of bringing it back, redeploying, etc. It's crazy. So I think it'll be really interesting for some of our viewers to also understand that, because for me it was very, very counterintuitive. It blew me away a bit.
Which is the reason why, for good or bad reason, there are fewer venture debt firms, right? It is a very, very tightly run business. Right? If you look at just an equity fund, right, you'd raise capital, you'll do 4 to 6 checks a year typically, right? And you just deploy your capital over 3 years and you wait for your capital to come back, right? In our business, because the money keeps coming back, one is the money keeps coming back, second is business is very granular. So for example, last year we funded $200 million across 90 deals and it's still a 15-member deal team that we are operating out of, right? So you are saying that almost 1.5 to 2 deals a week, right? So very granular, very recurring, and the money keeps coming back, which means that we need to keep deploying, right? Hence, operationally, because if the money comes back to me, it's lying in my current account, right? But my LPs have given that money back to me, that money needs to keep making returns, right? So the expectation is 18%, 16%, not on deals. The return expectation
on the overall,
is 18%
overall
on what they have deployed, right? Yeah. Which is including taking care of my fees, my carry, my losses, the treasury drag, everything. Example, even if a founder doesn't takes 2-3 weeks extra to draw, it's a 2 week of drag for me, right? Because that's
the money that you get back also, you start it starts dragging with venture capital. It's always about drawdowns, right? So
yes,
it's okay for them to kind of increase or decrease those timelines. With you, it's like paisa aa gaya, ab dale kahan pe isko, nahi to fir it becomes problematic.
Which is why I think.
Why do you think Shantanu? Why do you think Ankit keeps telling you keep take more? Because he's like, jahan paisa ban raha hai. No, it's very clear, na? Where he knows it's a no-brainer. He mentioned Country Delight, right? I think you did 100 crores in Pateli people. Country Delight exposure would be what? 200, 300 crore? Rebel would be at one point of time 200 crore, right? Ab kam ho gaya rahega. So when you see that the company is doing well, you would rather just plow in more capital into the same as VCs would do, right? Let's take more ownership. Because
so, Usmane, even the problem is, I'll tell you, which is where I think we need to be extremely disciplined. The easiest thing in any debt business is to deploy capital, right? Today, if I want to deploy 1,000 crores or 5,000 crores, I can do that in 3 months in startup ecosystem to be. There's enough takers.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Paise, wapas aane chahiye na, right? So,
but why dikkat hai jo wapas nahi aa
raha
hai? The reason why it is tough is not because it's tough to deploy. The reason it's tough is to balance deployment with the capital back.
Let me actually ask that question. I know what Shantanu was alluding. Have you lent to Zepto?
Yes.
Then your book will become like that.
We funded Zepto 2 years back. But now at this stage, we are not sure if it is relevant for them because we don't have that kind of size that we can fund 500,000 crores. Today, giving 50 crores to Zepto doesn't change anything, right?
Actually, that's the dikkat. Na, uska 3 din ka ban hai, to bole yaar, chodo yaar.
I'll not comment on that. But in fact, we are working today on a... as we have also evolved in VentureBet, right? Within VentureBet, we have started a fund which is doing only short loans, short duration loans, where we only finance working capital to companies. Because short tenor loans, risk reward kam hai, so risk bhi kam hai, mere commercials are also lower for any working capital facility. I'm also working on a growth debt loan fund, right? Where example, anything which is Series D to IPO, today somebody wants 500 crores, there are no givers in the country today. And we feel that we are in a great place to actually do that. Today, for example, it's not very well known, but we were the last capital provider to Ola Electric right before IPO. And one use case I did not talk about was right after DRHP, right? You can't raise equity. राइट, यू कांट शेयर डेटा राइट, बट आपको लग रहा है कि आईपीओ टाइमिंग 3 महीना लगेगा, 6 महीना लगेगा, 9 महीना लगेगा, एंड समवेयर यू आर नॉट स्टिल एक्सट्रीमली वेल एस्टैब्लिश्ड कंसिस्टेंटली प्रॉफिटेबल वेंचर, यू आर स्टिल ग्रोइंग वेरी फास्ट राइट, हाउ विल यू रेज कैपिटल बिकॉज आईपीओ पता नहीं कब होगा राइट.
वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग.
द 100 crores वाज डन 5 months बिफोर ओलाज आईपीओ. नो वन नोज अबाउट इट. वी वर द लास्ट चेक टू ओला इलेक्ट्रिक बिफोर दे वेंट फॉर द आईपीओ. विच टूडे फॉर एग्जाम्पल इफ समबडी वॉन्ट्स 500 crores टूडे, गिवन माई बुक साइज आई कैन डू इट, बट इट्स आर रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी टू काइंड ऑफ कवर दैट सेगमेंट. दैट टूडे यू नीड टू हैव अ फ्यू थाउजेंड क्रोर्स ऑफ कैपिटल टू स्टार्ट डूइंग वेरी लार्ज चेक्स टू लिस्ट स्टेज कंपनीज. एंड इमेजिन द एडवांटेज आई हैव इज दैट आई नो दैट फाउंडर दैट कंपनी फॉर लाइक 10 years नाउ. Right, I am not saying US hedge fund who will suddenly look at the company. क्या ठीक है मुझे 10 में decide करना है. How do I draw fund 500 crores?
Yeah,
for me,
I think the only use case we may have alluded that doesn't work should use that is maybe acquisitions, because that's where all the things have gone south, right? कि acquisition के लिए अगर आप loan लो, whether it's Thrasio, whether it's Farmeasy, whether it's Byju's, is where I think things have a higher potential to go south, because it's not your business. Like, you know the management team, you know their ability to run their own business, but when you're acquiring something else or some other entity, the risk seems to be much higher, right?
Yeah. So just kind of call out classic use cases.
The last one is suspect. Now, should you do it? I don't think you should do to buy out your acquisition. Ke liye. Matlab, think
that
about
fundamentally,
it, right?
Revant, anyways, is risky. Na? Acquisitions, we know that success rate is low.
But why should Ankit do it?
Yeah, but if the acquisition, if the target is churning out cash, why not?
The leverage buyout type of a situation.
That is different. But usme to bank debt ko sasta padega na. Like, for example,
by the way, guys, let me first address this point, right? And let me show a few slides to, in interest of time, clear out basics.
As soon as I say bank debt is cheaper, Ankit, then I
will. Because it's little nuanced, but it's clear. It's important to just call it out. See, if you look at bench rate, just. It's, we talked about all of these things, right? The definition of venture debt is it's term debt, VC backing, sector agnostic, stage agnostic, and it is a secured debt. It's not unsecured, right? And all the use cases, including the buyouts.
Are you in Captain Fresh, Ankit, by any chance?
Yes.
Because they did like a couple of large US acquisitions, right? Which were cash flow, what Chirag was saying.
That's right.
They were throwing up cash and you essentially are underwriting the cash flow of the target, which is fair, I think.
So, Revant, most of the acquisitions happen in mid to late stages of a journey of a company. At a point where either you are profitable or you're trying to acquire a profitable company or at least a break-even company, right? There are extremely crazy funding environments where the model itself becomes acquisition financing. In those cases, you're not that well established to start taking that kind of acquisitions and leverage, which sometimes become a problem. But a classic acquisition is when you're trying to acquire an equal weight or a large company which is profitable. That's exactly where most of the acquisition financing happens through leverage. Like it's still... Almost people try to take as much leverage as possible. It's just that sometimes leverage is not available. Right?
So, but to your this slide itself, when you're saying positive operating cash flow is something that traditional lenders look at. So, for example, when Captain Fresh was picking up, and especially because they were acquiring entities in the US, US debt would be cheaper than India debt.
So now,
like traditional US lender would give you a loan. Like if you remember, Chirag, whenever our companies and Yes Bank would be doing capex internationally, they would do a international ECB at a LIBOR plus versus looking at expensive debt in India. Right?
This is more important.
This should apply here.
Use case, right? If you look at banks, what all can banks do in India in the first place, right? They, when it comes to term loan, right? They can only give you term loan, which is financing a specific asset. अगर आपको मशीनी खरीदनी है, bank तो ही term loan दे सकता है. They can't give you money to extend the runway.
आप अगर RBI ने काफी हाथ बांध रखे हैं.
Yes. You can't do acquisition financing as a bank in India. Right, the
very
use case aap finance nahi kar sakte ho, right? In case of, can you take money from the US? Agar aapko cash proceeds India mein chahiye to US se pehle nahi la sakte ho. There are a lot of restriction of getting debt from outside to India as well. You can only do through an ECB route, right?
So, no, but ideally when you're acquiring an asset outside, you're paying the guys in the US, let's say.
ECB
se you can wahi pe uthao, wahi pay kar do, repayment.
One problem is ki koi Indian, absolute Indian company hai na, even US lenders don't find it very easy to underwrite. Ki yaar India mein baith ke koi company chal rahi hai, hamara pura business largely is done from India, then it's not very easy for guys in
actually
US.
The experience we had was, I think I'll tell you where I missed this point. We used to do lending to people who already had bank debt, and when you have a Standard or a Citibank or a HSBC already as a lender, their global arms would look at a ECB, or we would partner at Yes Bank with, let's say, a Standard and give the comfort. So at least our banking system mein agar ho, then it's a little easier. You're right, for a startup to get into financing would be, there's no history, there's no banking history that somebody can rely on. There's no ref check in that sense, if I can call it that.
Correct. So if you look at India, mein, it's banks very limited availability. NBFCs can still do it, right? But most NBFCs are not startup focused, which means that can they do term loan? Yes, but non-profitability, so they don't understand the segment, right? Working capital ke liye, so the light reds are, you can't do it. Yellows are, people do it in a limited way. Greens are where the real market is when they do it, right? NBFCs ke liye bhi, and this is just a startup landscape. You will see in Series B, Series C companies, you will see NBFCs doing debt. Most in form of working capital, to some extent term loan, but it's very rigid. It will come with a lot of covenants, with a lot of collaterals. It will be very tight. The cost will be slightly lesser than venture debt, but it will be very tight on covenant structure, that it's not flexible enough that people take it. That is why this market has not become big, because NBFCs are not focusing on startups. See, if you need to underwrite startups, that's all what you need to do. Your startup exposure can't be 10% of your book. If it is 5 to 10% of your book, you will not have nuanced understanding to actually underwrite and back the founders when they need it. If it's just another deployment vehicle for you, that is why banks and NBFCs have not been able to do it in a major way. Right? Because it's one more thing for them, ki achanak se hot lag raha hai, 6 months startups karte hain, kuch fad jata hai, then they completely move out of it.
Yeah. Also, management changes. Management changes.
Management changes, then risk framework is not used to looking at loss-making startups. Imagine, if you go to an HDFC today, 1,000 proposals are last profitable company, suddenly koi 5 proposal aega, jahan par company kuch loss hai. How will the risk head understand and appreciate that?
No, no, there has to be a dedicated startup desk, which I think banks have set up, but I think it's more to do with a new guy coming in and saying, I want to, you know, create this asset class, or I want to create a book here.
I'll give an example, right? I'll give an example of a company in our portfolio, and this one I'll not take the name. It's one of the very known large consumer brands, right? And they have top tier cap table, right? We have funded them in the past multiple times over, right? They had got a term sheet for the next round at a very large round at a very high valuation, right? Banks had some 50 crores of working capital line, right? 2 months before funding, kuch ek random covenant breach ho gaya bank, and there were 3 banks. Because of that, they literally pulled out the money in a 2 days notice that we want to move back. And because of that bank, all 3 banks pulled out.
If one bank pulls out, the other 2 banks will look stupid if they
this
don't.
This was the time, it obviously, these kind of things became opportunity for us. I got a call from a founder, 1 week notice. I got a call, in 7 days, we funded 50 crores to the company. Hey, boss, ye, tumko kya samajh mein nahi aa raha, boss? What, just because some random covenant breached, you're pulling back your money? So,
I can totally imagine a risk officer in a bank saying, boss, if one is not doing, I will look foolish if I do this.
Yeah.
See, they're not expected. They're giving money at 10%, right? They're not expected to take any risk. They should not be taking risks. Unke liye skin in the game hai nahi kuch karne ke liye, right? So obviously, they're not supposed to do it. Which is why I think sometimes what I advise founders is that at least it's important that where you're taking money. If you're taking money from banks, take it when you're absolutely profitable, because that's how banks understand and appreciate it. Don't go into a zone of a lender or investor who doesn't understand your business. It equally applies for debt, equally applies for equity, because that becomes a problem.
Actually, just not business understanding, Ankit. Like, if I go back to limited banking days, right, when I used to go to the risk officer and say, yeah, isko ye loan dena hai, he would look at that assessment memorandum. Usko koi lena dena nahi hai. Ki yaar, because kitni baar humne request kiya hoga, Chirag, ki aap aao aur founder se milo karke. He's like, boss, main office nahi chodne wala.
Wo bilkul theek bol raha hai. I think it's got to do with who is bringing the proposal also.
Correct.
It's like वो नितेश रेड्डी के ball bat पे लगेगी तो वो हमेशा appeal करेगा out है चाहिए. So it's one थोड़ा सा risk officer उसपे भी impression बना लेता है कि you know okay who's bringing the deal.
ये रेमन तो sale में हमेशा deal लेके.
हाँ कि 100 crore बोलेगा फिर 20 crore भी हो जाएगा.
And दूसरा problem है कि in banks ना or any larger established lending setup, the person you're speaking to is not the person who takes the call.
Yeah.
There is an RM, there is a business team, there is a risk team, there is a credit team, and the person who actually takes the call and karna hai ki nahi karna hai is actually never meeting you.
Yeah. No, that's a limited point I was making, that your business is more about getting comfort of the management. Ki yaar, ye log sahi hai karke. Right? Ye log kar lenge. Inke ref checks sahi hai. Right? Inke investors ka kya viewpoint hai, good, bad, because I'm sure you do ref checks with बिफोर फंडिंग शांतनु, अंकित हैड कॉल्ड मी कि क्या लग रहा है शांतनु, ठीक करेगा कि नहीं करेगा? ऐसे नहीं नहीं यार, बढ़िया करेगा, अब डाल दो करके पैसे, राइट? लिटिल डू नो वी आर सो क्लोज शांतनु, आई एम ऑलवेज गोइंग टू से दैट, राइट? बट एनीवे, आई थिंक बैंक में होता ही है कि द लाइक, एंड आई रिमेंबर दिस स्पेसिफिकली बिकॉज द क्रेडिट ऑफिसर्स वुड वेरी क्रिटिकली से दैट यार आई हैव टू लुक एट डेटा, आई डोंट केयर कि वो बंदा सेकेंड जनरेशन है, हंग्री है, एम्बिशियस है, दुनिया जीतने वाला है, उसको लगता है कि यार बिकॉज ही इज पेड टू जस्ट रिड्यूस रिस्क एज मच एज पॉसिबल, एंड दैट्स द मेकर चेकर दैट रियली हेल्प्स, एंड दैट्स द आरबीआई मैंडेट ऑल्सो, राइट? कि बॉस तुम फालतू का रिस्क मत लो बिकॉज योर कॉस्ट ऑफ कैपिटल इज लो बिकॉज यू आर रिटेल इन्वेस्टर,
राइट? या एग्जैक्टली,
आई थिंक द डिफरेंस इन द एंड इज यू आर अ एआईएफ व्हिच इज एन अल्टरनेट इन्वेस्टमेंट क्लास व्हिच इज कंसिडर्ड मच मोर रिस्की, सो योर एलपीज आर पुटिंग इन नोइंग द रिस्क, एंड दैट्स द नुआंस दैट मे बी द ऑडियंस मे नॉट बी अवेयर ऑफ, दैट in the end you are only able to do this risky lending because RBI has mandated that this is an alternate investment class which is higher risk, and the people, the accredited investor, that you can't put less than 1 crore in your fund, right? Like if I want to invest in your fund, you will ask for a minimum crore, right?
Yeah.
So that accredited investor knows what is the risk he or she is taking, which is very different from banking, right, where most of the money is retail investors, where RBI's job is to protect that retail investor.
Absolutely, bang on. Even that's a very important point, because fundamentally it's not designed to do that. In a lot of companies we see that they take venture debt, then they graduate to bank debt. In fact, we are the ones who connect them to banks, saying that ki, today your business is at a place where a bank debt lays at your working capital, and businesses being businesses, series C maybe series A ki vulnerability aa jati hai bahut bar, right? And then they again go back to venture lending or venture equity. Ke business se fir se vulnerability aa gayi hai, now it's not right for banks. And then we again come and do a lot more of venture debt, right? And see, classic, hum old school mein sunte the ki yaar, series A, B, C is venture, series C, D is private equity. Like, I think that narrative also, that reality has changed a lot, right? The kind of businesses which are being built, be it competitive pressure or be it just ambition, there is a venturability in even late stages till IPO in companies today. Today, for example, if you look at Swiggy or Zomato, right? Today, even getting at an IPO level, companies were burning money. One can argue that here, would Zomato would have got 500 crores debt from banks pre-IPO? No, right? And one can argue here, yaar, like this is a company which is like a $5 billion large company. It still has a lot of zero to ones in the businesses, right? Which also makes it very attractive in the first place, right? But there are still a lot of things where founders are still chasing ambition, still chasing 50% growth, right? That's how we designed that way. Some companies graduate from a classic VC to a classic P, jahan par ki it moves from a peak 15 to a wobble pinkers ki chalo theek hai yaar, now it's a well-established profitable business, ab banks aayenge, hum IPO karenge. But if you look at venture startup ecosystem, right, you're still, people are writing $100 million rounds, but they are still in the nature of venture. Because a lot of things will go right. Now you call it, or the fact that PMF nahi aaya, you can debate about it.
Ankit, related yet unrelated question. When you are trying to figure out a company, let's say from a founder perspective, do you face competition? Let's say a similar company, abhi teen venture debt funds ko samajh mein aa gaya. And then if you face competition, then what's your winning edge? Is it structured finance, more deeper kind of structured debt, or is it more pricing? Or do you also provide, let's say, some amount of portfolio support, like what at least we have seen in equity world, where, some amount of hiring support, et cetera, et cetera, or various different, portfolio services. They have a specific wing which does this. Mm-hmm. What's your winning edge?
Sure. No, I think you somewhere answered that question. Is there competition? Of course, there's competition, and it's great for the market. Right, the amount of funding we had deployed over the years has only increased with more players coming in, which means that there's just more education in the market and more awareness in the market that what kind of right capital structure should it be, right? What differentiates, I think, for me, the primary differentiator is, am I speaking with the founder 1 month before that founder wants to take venture debt, or I know I'm speaking to the founder at least 12 to 15 months, if not more, when they decide to take venture debt. That does two things, right? It solves for relationship, that both parties understand each other. Second, most importantly, I'm able to take a lot more deeper skin in the game and take aggressive bet, right? For example, today, if I know Raven's business or Chirag's, your business or Shantanu, your business, राइट, आई विल नॉट गो टू माई एक्सेल शीट एंड पुट दोस फॉर्मुलास की अच्छा 20% डेट करना है, 20 महीने का टेनर करना है, बिकॉज इफ आई डोंट हैव टाइम आई विल गो बैक टू बेसिक्स एंड थंब रूल्स ऑफ लुकिंग एट डेट. इफ आई हैव स्पेंड 12 मंथ्स इवन इफ आई एम नॉट फंडेड बट अंडरस्टैंडिंग हाउ योर बिजनेस वर्क्स, फॉर मी टू राइट एन अग्रेसिव चेक बिकॉज आई थिंक दैट रिस्क इज लोअर. सो रिस्क इज ऑल अबाउट हाउ आई सी इट, राइट? If I get 2 days to understand your business, I could see that risk is very high or very low in sometimes as well, right? But if I spend 12 months, I'm able to understand the risk much better. I'm able to underwrite much better, which means that you have seen my interaction. You judge me on the kind of questions I ask, right? I'm able to appreciate your business. I can move fast. For example, aap bologe ki yaar 12 mahine se baat karne baithe yaar, I need money in 2 weeks. Then I will not start my process and I can go aggressive, right? That is why primarily for me, how long and well we have engaged matters a lot in us winning deals, right? Second is, I think the fact that we are in a place where, and then it shows in my term sheet as well, right? Term sheet, I think commercially, interest rate warrants the differences in terms of percentage more than 5-10%. Kisi ka 13.75% hai to kisi ka 14% hai, warrant covers are different by 2-3%, right? Primary difference hota, I think, amount and structure and how fast you can move. And how much confidence you have that I can back you in good and bad times, right? Second is, obviously, given that we are doing this for 15 years, there's a lot of referencing. Because one of the big questions that founders always ask is, ki, how do you guys behave in bad times, right? And hamari sare ref check call is equally done by founders who have done extremely well in their startups and cases where things did not work out, right? It's all in the open. In fact, we encourage people to go and speak to founders where we probably have lost money as well. Right. So that is, I think, point number two, ki yaar, more than value add, pehle dekh lo ki yaar, behave kaise karte hain, right? Number three is, we happen to be in a place where we have funded 500 companies. We know so many founders. It's a partnership model. So obviously, we know all the VCs. We don't compete with VCs. We partner with them. So any company in a portfolio at any stage of time, they're looking at any warm connect, right? It's be it Series A, Series B, Series C. And we speak to all partners, all principals across all global funds, right? And when we suggest with a little bit of neutrality, rather than ki acha meri portfolio company to main acha hi bolunga, right?
It comes from... this in my view, sorry to interrupt Ankit, but this in my view, Chirag, is the biggest advantage of getting the right venture debt guy. Because aap series A, series B mein aao na, my view is you can hire an investment banker for series C or you can use Ankit as your investment banker, because they meet every investor in the country and they understand kaun kya dekh raha hai, kisko kaisa founder pasand hai, kisko kaisa thesis pasand hai. Because they're calibrating, right? Ki, because a part of their risk mitigation strategy is to make sure that go back, right? Ki agar 20 mahine ka runway aur main 3 saal ke liye fund kar raha hu, to yaar ye company ko paise mil jayenge. A little bit of that judgment is based on understanding where the markets are and who are the folks who can actually underwrite the next round for this. I actually think it's a, like, again, maybe I'm a little biased because Vinod helped us in Rebel Ways Series B, but I agree on the neutrality part also. As a lender, you are considered to be a much more objective reference for a company because you're looking at the company numbers much more.
And
closely.
Maybe
you
equity, are not... what we keep saying, na, equity guys are always optimistic. You know, they want to see the company, aaj do mahine theek bhi nahi kar rahi hai, chalo. You know, they are by personality optimistic and so are founders. I think that's where it brings a little bit of balance. Ki nahi yaar, matlab okay, while we can see your 5-year out visions.
Sometimes it could happen that if somebody wants to double down as an equity investor, they might want to just double down themselves. So it's one of those, especially in early stages, where as an investor, I would just want to double down and lead my own round. But I think on that part, Revanth is right that like a very significant portion of our time we spend with investors, not for their common portfolio companies, but what we can actually showcase them and what we like and what we've experienced. And we are very careful about what we showcase and what we refer. It's not like a laundry list of hamari ye 100 portfolio company hai and just look at what you want to choose. I think it's very warm, very closed door in what we truly believe kind of makes sense.
You're incentivized, na, because you don't want the Excel tomorrow to recommend any other venture debt firm when the founder tells, let's say, Abhinav Chaturvedi or Prayank, ki yaar, should we raise venture debt, and the board says yes. Then you want to be the first call that they make, ki yaar, Altria se baat kar. Okay. So, In that sense, that relationship really matters, that people need to know what you really like. Aap faltu mein kuch chipkaoge nahi karke. Like when you say ki Revanth and Mosaic are outstanding, you really mean it, right? You're not just saying so, it because
aapka pitch ho gaya fir save dilution and like raise your next equity diluted at a higher cost. higher valuation.
Higher multiple.
We help you do both.
No, absolutely. And of course, we have a separate team, which we call Alteri Activate. We have hired a senior person who will not think capital at all. Uska mandate ye hai ki yaar venture ek sochna hi nahi hai. So the only thing that person does is help our portfolio companies with the right level of connects, be it hiring or be it marketing or be it connect with other portfolio companies and also connect with large corporates in India. So we have a team which also runs corporate innovation mandates where we pick up a large corporate, understand their innovation requirement and connect them to startups. So
actually, this, my view, Ankit, is the next phase that you guys should think about, which is because a lot of your LPs are family offices and maybe corporate balance sheets and banks. I think the first thing was easy ki yaar aage jaake aap profitable ho gaye to bank debt mein hum help karenge. I think family offices wanting to take exposure to the startup ecosystem is a very obvious next phase. But I think the biggest thing that at least me and Chirag keep talking about is that if we have to run a large business, we should learn from people who have done it well over a period of time. And whether it's corporate innovation or more critically, access to CEOs of some of these large conglomerates who can help us think very differently. Because unki soch hi bahut alag hai.
Phase change hai hamare liye. We have been companies which have been built on some fine insight, GTM kar liya acche se, has scaled. But I think we keep discussing this that requirements change. And possibly there we don't need to get into this innovation of thinking around people strategy. How does a large company start to think? You know, while they're making decisions in terms of opening a new business line or doing an M&A. I think this may probably innovation probably is more harmful. So that I think those things are really would really be helpful.
Hmm. You're right. I think, but see, what we love is that we find ourselves very lucky to be in a place where we are dealing with everybody around us, right? We are friends to bankers, friends to VCs. We are the fact that we are stage and sector agnostic, right? It just we find ourselves in the middle of all the action, which helps us to read the data better, honestly, and do well in our business. End of the day.
No, completely agree. I'm just saying that I think you are, as a venture debt firm, you are in a very unique position because you have domestic LPs and there's an increasing interest from domestic large, let's think that, like banks, family offices, as well as corporates to innovate. See, either just make money, right? Because the asset class is different. They want maybe direct exposure to the company. The enough family offices that you've connected to us, they want direct access to your cap table and stuff like that. But more critically, the management teams of some of these and to work with, let's say, for example, now I just told my finance team that Miko bandit chain, right? We were profitable last year, we'll be profitable this year. I said, let's start taking bandit. Why should he figure it out? I would rather tell him that, yeah, talk to Ankit, just go to Ankit's network and Ankit will make the introductions, right? So that's one takeaway for me from this conversation. The second is, when I meet the family officers who are your LPs, I am more interested in the nuance of getting access to the guy who actually built the business. Because I don't need capital today. What I need is learnings of the person who built the second largest cement business in India, right? Or the third largest FMCG in the country, right? And what was their journey like? Maybe access to their management that, yaar, aapko, because they look at things at a very different macro picture. Or hum abhi bhi thoda sa micro mein atak jaate hain. Right? Like part of the reason why we do this podcast is to actually take a step back and reflect. This is our reflection time, right? On a little bit macro. Mujhe lag raha hai, aap bahut uniquely positioned ho to put some of these people in the same room where the osmosis will be very impactful. And that's very unique to only you guys because aapke LPs bahut hi aise specific hai. Like venture, VC and PE ke most top tier VC PE are all US based LPs, right? Endowments, pension funds, etc. For pure actually, capital allocators.
We discussed about it. We do a lot of it, but we need to do a lot more of it. And there's a lot of more room to actually bring the right people in the room and create the osmosis you're talking about.
Isko systemic fact, design se socho.
Yeah.
Isko design problem socho versus ad hoc ki chalo yaar isne ye wo manga hai. Like you could actually create a very strong community between your 500 founders and your 500 LPs and enable a very systemic community which will figure out a way to leverage each other. But getting them together in a design framework is only something that you guys can.
Absolutely, you're right. Now, that is something that we are also very excited about. It's also a very interesting problem statement to solve by getting everybody in the same place and the fact that we happen to be in that place is also almost a responsibility for us to do it.
हाँ मतलब honestly वो होता है ना कि great power comes great responsibility. आप ही के पास power है तो you should really leverage that maybe and make this happen. I know I'm being a little selfish and asking for this, but
no this is,
I mean, that's our job as founders, right?
हमें तो we talk about this and this is something that we are actually building and working upon given where we sit today. If you look at a successful exit, right, in terms of outcome, right, an equity fund, obviously that's what they're always hoping and aiming for, that you get your capital back and a lot of equity gains on top of it. When it comes to venture debt, we get a capital back, we get some fixed income, and we also make a little bit of equity upside, but your venture equity return will always be significantly higher than venture debt return, right? In other cases, and this is more of an LP slide for me, right, than a founder slide, that when in case of break-even, when you just get your capital back, right, and you don't have a multi-bagger exit for an equity investor, we get capital because it's a fixed income product for us. We also get a little bit of fixed income back with it. When companies don't do well, there is a write-off. In those cases, because we have, it's a secured debt. So as you said that whatever value is left in the company, a first portion of it comes to us. We do recover a little bit of fixed income and capital higher than equity. In case of complete loss, again, there's a lot more of capital protection than equity, but VC game is chasing the successful exit, right? And the reason why the returns and risk work out for venture asset class is it's very range bound. So for example, if you look at the right side of it, right, our IRRs are very range bound, but it's also very predictable, which means that if you look at the median of our mid IRR, it's higher than a median IRR of a venture equity. So it's very range bound, it's very predictable, and it's very disciplined. Compared to what you want to do with equity. But as an investor, you look at both asset classes, right? You would want to play with the potential 30-40% IRR asset class where you want to take ownership in equity companies. You're also looking at a more range-bound, high-teen debt asset classes like venture debt, where you know you'll not lose capital and you get decent juicy returns. So I thought this is an interesting slide as a comparison between debt and equity fund.
This is actually very helpful. I just realized one piece. The 44% YouTube premium subscribers are all your potential LPs. So that what we have mentioned, the minimum check size is 1 crore. It's a beautiful slide, right? Abhodriya, you are beating the Indian VCs in the IRR bet.
And this is more a global, actually, not specific Indian VCs.
I know. But I'm pretty sure your IRR predictability-wise, risk-adjusted return
funds
is actually...
always beat my IRR, obviously. The best VC funds will always beat my IRR. Best performing VC funds will always beat
top quartile. You're saying top quartile,
yes,
or top decile.
Yes.
But the best VC fund is not taking 1 crore from me or Chirando.
Exactly.
That's the difference, right? So exactly. From a risk-adjusted return plus your ability to get access to putting money in the startup ecosystem, this is a great asset class. I actually realize a lot of our viewers are also HNIs who can easily look at a 1 crore in your fund. So please do expect a lot of LinkedIn requests after
thanks
this episode saying ki, not that you need capital considering how large LPs you have now from family offices at year, but always good to diversify if you see interesting folks coming in. Appreciate you doing this, Ankit. Hope you had fun and look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.